Here at Gloria James Civetto, we pride ourselves with meeting our clients' needs and giving you advice you can trust. We understand that every case is different, and we look to solve legal issues in a practical way that works for your circumstances. Welcome to the Singapore Divorce Podcast, a series of podcasts that deal with the questions most commonly asked by our clients on various issues related to family law.
Hi, today with us we have head lawyer Gloria James Civetto and senior lawyer Yvonne Shelkis Sweeney with us. Welcome, ladies. So our topic today is how to initiate divorce proceedings here in Singapore. So that question is, how do you do that here in Singapore?
When a client comes and see me, the immediate questions I would ask them is the length of your marriage and how long have you been resident in Singapore, and if they meet the requirements to file for divorce in Singapore. And if you're married for 3 years and if you're either a Singapore citizen, a Singapore PR, or perhaps working in Singapore under an employment pass or a dependent pass, you do qualify to file as a resident in Singapore if you have been here for 3 years.
So it has to be 3 years. That's the minimum. So what happens if it's before 3 years?
Before 3 years of marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have been resident here for more than 3 years, but you do not meet the requirement of filing for divorce because there's a bar of 3 years.
Right.
So what happens is you would then have to file for divorce under exceptional hardship.
Okay.
And you need to get leave of court in order for you to proceed to file for divorce.
Okay, so all those terms that you just used, leave of court, what does that actually mean?
It means that you need to have permission from the court. You need to satisfy the court's requirement to show that why you need to be out of this marriage and why you're unable to wait for more than 3 years to be out.
Okay, so basically that leads to my next question. So what are the grounds for divorce? I'm sure there are certain things that you've got to meet, like you said, before you can proceed or have a divorce.
Let me take that.
Yeah.
There's only one ground, and it's the irretrievable breakdown of marriage.
Right.
And there are certain factors that one can rely on. Namely, we have adultery, we have unreasonable behavior, we have desertion, and there's also separation. 3 years if you have the consent of your spouse, and 4 years, there's no requirement for consent of your spouse.
Okay, so I heard one of those, unreasonable behavior. So what does that actually mean?
Unreasonable behavior is rather generic and is subjective to the person applying for the divorce. It could be anything.
Right.
It could be maybe the person has a gambling addiction, the person does not provide financially for the family. There are a whole host of reasons. So long as the applicant can convince the court that there has been unreasonable behavior by that particular spouse, and the applicant feels that they can no longer tolerate living with their spouse,
right,
the court will grant the divorce and dissolve the marriage based on unreasonable behavior.
Wow, okay. So that could be anything, right? As long as you can prove it.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
That's great. So those are the basic requirements.
That's correct.
If you fall into those categories, then you can come to you guys, and then something can be done, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm just going to go back a little bit to, you said minimum 3 years. So in a case where it's, let's say, 1 year, and you find that you cannot live with each other anymore, what does a couple need to do? Do they just need to stay on with each other and continue until 3 years? How's that work? Or do they just live separately until 3 years comes and then file for a divorce? Is that how it works?
Okay, just let me explain a little bit further.
Sure.
There are some clients who come to see us on this particular issue. So what happens is we explore with them, whether you meet the grounds to get leave of court to file even before the 3 years is up.
Right.
And as you said, if they have only been living in Singapore, if they've only been married for 1 year, what happens then, they have the option to either enter into a deed of separation and wait up for the 3 years of separation, and then to file for divorce as a no-fault basis, because they do not wish to live together anymore, and neither. And if they take the approach that they are not faulting each other for the breakdown of the marriage, so that would be another option they can consider.
So next question would be, what if they do not meet these specific requirements? What happens then?
They have the options to file for annulment, or enter into a deed of separation, or a post-nuptial agreement. These would be some of the options they can consider. And perhaps I can explain a little bit more what annulment means.
Yes, please do, yeah.
Yeah. So if the parties have registered their marriage, underwent customary marriage, and if they have started living together but you have yet to consummate the marriage, that will be an option for them to consider to have the marriage annulled.
Okay, is that the only reason? If you're, you know,
there are other reasons. Things like incapacity to consummate the marriage, or if the party has, you know, one party is perhaps the wife, is already pregnant with a child.
Ah.
Yes. So then you don't meet the requirements to consummate the marriage.
Right.
And you can consider, you know, filing for annulment.
Okay. So what's this post-nuptial? I've always heard about prenuptials. Post-nuptial is new to me. Can you explain that?
Okay. In a situation where a party has already been married for 1 year, but they don't meet the requirements to file for divorce immediately because they have not been married for 3 years, what the parties can do is to enter into this post-nuptial agreement where you agree on the terms of the divorce and ancillary issues, and then to file, and parties agree to file for divorce when the 3 years of marriage is up.
Oh, right.
So if you've been living for 1 year, you just enter into this agreement, continue to wait out for another 2 years before they file for a divorce.
All right.
So that's when the post-nuptial agreement comes in. For a deed of separation where parties want to initiate a divorce but not blame each other for the breakdown of the marriage, mm-hmm. so you'll be opting to do what we call a no-fault divorce, and parties would then have to enter into a deed of separation, wait out for 3 years, and then file for divorce.
All right.
Yes.
So in all cases, basically, you just got to wait the 3 years. But
yes.
All these things are being put in place, like contracts, to say that, okay, after three years, we're not going to be together again, but we're just stating that earlier until 3 years comes about, right? So within that three-year frame, after they've done all these things, let's say, for example, they change their minds before the 3 years, and when 3 years come, do they have a choice to now...
Yes, certainly.
Take it back?
Okay, certainly. When you sign the deed of separation, there is a clause for you to have an option to file it based, as Gloria had said, under no fault. But there's also a situation where we have encountered where they do not proceed with the deed of separation. So the marriage does continue.
Okay, so that'd be a good thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in the end, because we've just crushed the contracts and...
Yes.
Continue as a married couple. All right, great, cool. Next, what's the general time frame? All right, for a divorce, start to finish. Can you give us a general time frame, or is there no time frame?
If it's filed as an uncontested divorce, and parties see a lawyer, and when papers have been filed in court, you do get your interim judgment in about 4 weeks' time.
Oh.
Yes.
Interim meaning what?
It means that you're temporarily divorced.
Right.
And you do have to wait out for another 3 months before you get your final divorce papers, which will be then called the final judgment.
Okay, so we're looking at not more than 4-5 months?
That's correct.
Yes.
4 to 6 months.
4 to 6 months, and you can get a straight divorce in 4 to 6 months?
Yes.
Without any contesting and all that stuff, that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
All right, okay. And the longest that you've seen maybe in your careers?
I think 3 years.
For
a fully contested divorce.
All right.
Because you would then have to go through the full litigation process of contesting the divorce itself, perhaps the custody issue, division of assets, maintenance and all that. And in between, you throw in the, discovery process, and that just prolongs the whole process to at least 3 years.
All right.
I mean, that's the longest I ever had.
Yes. I've had one that has stretched up to 4 years because there was quite intensive custody battle as well as care and control. So the court does have to prepare numerous reports and also interview the children. So that extends the period.
All right. So anywhere between 4 to 6 months to 3 years, 4 years in your experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it all depends on the couple and how far they want to take this and how long they want to stretch it out. Right. In the end.
Perhaps on a lighter note, maybe I could share that for Singapore itself. The number of uncontested divorces have just hit the roof, I would say. At least 60 to 70% of the divorces filed in Singapore are uncontested.
Oh, really? So
yes.
It's like, let's just do it. I'm not going to kind of fight you over it. 50 to 60%.
Yes.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Let's move on. In your years of experience in divorce law now, has there been a unique divorce case that you've handled that maybe you can share with us? Something unique?
I've had one particularly that was quite, had a great impact on me. This particular case where this was a situation where they were only married for a year, and unfortunately the husband transmitted some kind of venereal disease bordering on giving aid to the wife.
Right.
And so she had to apply to court for permission to file for divorce, notwithstanding that they hadn't been married for 3 years. So that was very challenging. There were numerous medical reports, and then there was also the child issues. There was domestic violence. So that was one of the cases that was rather challenging for me to handle in my years of practice.
Can I well imagine, right? And because that was an extraordinary case,
yes,
right?
Correct.
What is the court process?
The court process is defined into two stages. The first stage is where the court grants the divorce, and the second stage is where the court sets out the ancillary matters. For example, if you have children, there are issues of custody, care and control and access and maintenance, as well as division of matrimonial property. Once you get your interim judgment, which is the divorce, if you sort out your ancillary matters, then you will get your final judgment. So that is basically, in a nutshell, what the divorce process is like.
Okay, so how long usually? I mean, it's like a couple of stages. How many stages would there generally be?
If the divorce is uncontested, you could have it as early as 4 weeks, as Gloria had mentioned,
right, yeah,
for your interim judgment. That is the hearing for the uncontested divorce. Thereafter, if parties have children below the age of 21, the Singapore family justice system has initiated a mandatory mediation where couples have to go to mediation. So that is where some of the times the acrimony can be cut down and to basically speed up your divorce.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, it's generally known, right, when people think, I'm sure it's a misconception, all the, you know, that divorce proceedings can cost a lot of money, takes a long time, it's a long drawn out. In your experience, can you give us an example of, you know, how fast or how long?
Okay, if the matter is uncontested, you know, as you have heard Yvonne mention, it's about 4 to 6 months, you can get your final judgment. If we have the matter being contested from day one, and if mediation has not resolved the possible disputes and narrowing down the issues, what you'd be looking at a contested divorce going on for at least 2 to 3 years. So in order to avoid going through a contested divorce, I would suggest that parties would to consider looking at mediation or collaborative family practice. These are your alternative dispute resolution options to achieve an uncontested divorce.
Okay, so it would be make a lot of sense to actually seek counsel from lawyers to basically find out what's the fastest and best way forward in a divorce, right? And, you know, to cut all the costs down as well eventually, right? In courts and stuff like that.
Yes,
so that'd be it, right? Okay, so how amicable and brutal can it get? Examples, I'm sure you have seen over the years. Let's bring out some dirt.
Well, you know, as the Chief Justice has said, that family practitioners these days have to be healers.
Right.
So we have to have a mediatory demeanour in dealing with contested matters. We are all, both Gloria and myself, are trained in mediation. So we have this general approach that divorce, one of the most second traumatic experiences after death, has to be taken in a very holistic and amicable manner and not increase acrimony. There are cases where we've seen, as Gloria and I have shared, that stretch for many, many months and even years and is not cost effective. But we try not to do that. And our approach at Gloria James is a totally different one.
All right. So it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, coming in and listening to, you know, these stories, I'm sure you hear on a day-to-day, it's not an easy profession at all, divorce law, right? And any others you can share that, you know, maybe was the happier ones that were resolved and all parties were happy?
Perhaps I can share with you how some cases have achieved like 100% success rate, I would say, through using the avenue of collaborative family practice. You know, as what Yvonne has mentioned, you know, we have to go through a divorce process where we want to cut out the acrimony and help parties to communicate with each other, because the goal is, if you have kids involved,
yeah,
you want to co-parent with your spouse.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's going to end after 1 or 2 years. It's going to be a lifetime. You want to be able to be friends attending your children's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to be able to share a lot of good moments and milestones in your children's life. So using the collaborative family practice, what happens is parties get gather together with your respective lawyers, you thresh out all the issues, you listen to each other's interests and concerns, and with that, you're able to have what we call an uncontested divorce, because you're taking into consideration what's important for each party, and that's what we hope to achieve. You know, it's going to be like a win-win for each party.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this has given you a better understanding of the issues you may have had pertaining to the topic. For further questions, please feel free to contact us. Contact details can be found at our website at gjclaw.com.sg.